Saskatoon. The Saskatoon Fire Department needed additional crews to battle a structure fire on Wednesday, July 24, in the 2600 block of Jasper Avenue. SFD dispatch received several calls at around 11:27 a.m. Saskatoon firefighters took more than 3 hours to control the fire. SFD set up its Mobile Command 9 on the scene, and Saskatoon Police Service officers set up a perimeter to keep the area safe. Due to its size, weather conditions, and proximity to other nearby structures, the fire was raised to a second alarm at 11:46 a.m. SFD dispatched two additional engines and one ladder truck to assist the four fire engines on site. Firefighters contained the fire to one corner of the roof, and as the incident progressed, the roof was severely compromised but remained intact. Paramedics provided first aid to those inside the building who already evacuated upon the arrival of fire crews, while Sask Power assisted in shutting down the utilities connected to it. Overall, about 15 emergency vehicles responded to the fire. Acting Fire Chief Rob Hogan was also on the scene to oversee the operations and gave a media briefing to update on the fire that was raised to the second alarm. Hogan is SFD's Deputy Chief of Operations and Communications. The first arriving fire crews saw heavy smoke coming out of the front door area of Prestige Flooring in Hardwood. They ensured everyone inside the structure was safely evacuated before performing their tactical duties. Hogan said that about 15 minutes after the nearest SFD fire station responded to the fire, the incident commander raised it to the second alarm due to the nature of the fire and the presence of combustible materials inside the building. Initially, we had set up two ladder trucks to attack the fire from the top. However, we were concerned there was substantial damage to the roof and some evidence that the walls would collapse, said Hogan. We wanted to make sure all our crews were safe, so we pulled them all back at a safe distance. Currently, we are operating with one aerial ladder and will put some crews on one of the doors to try to hit some fire pockets in the back of the building. He added that a fire investigator was also on the scene, conducting interviews with the people inside the building and gathering evidence before submitting the report with the cause and damage estimate. SFD remained on the scene until late Wednesday evening. It's going to be quite substantial damage. Parts of the roof were compromised. This business runs flooring. There were burning carpets, underlayment, glues, hardwood, and laminates. It is a heavy fire load and you could smell the smoke. It is acrid, Hogan said. It was a big concern since there was a heavy fire load. There is heavy fire damage to the front of the building. The smoke from the products burning is not great, so fire crews used their SCBA, self-contained breathing apparatus, because of the strong smell and smoke.